College Park, 90.5 FM. Stay tuned.
Fall of 1974, been in Nashville about a year or more. Poems in a sack, couldn't catch a break. My guitar looked like a busted orange crate. I'd bought it off a boy whose name was Billy Hobbs, who slept with a snake in the basement garage of a cold water flat on South Tate Street, where the rednecks mixed with the Gate City freaks, where the Carolina pines grow tall and endure, where the dogwood blooms, where the bright leaves cured. I looked Billy in the eye and said, "Man, you can have it." Left tobacco road behind, but I kept the habit. Soon wintertime came to the bar where I was sitting. Temperature dropped and the snow started spitting. The door flew open to Muhlenbrink's Tavern. Time stood still as my thoughts started gathering. She was tall and slender, looked friendly and polite. She took a seat beside me, much to my delight. Said, "My name is Zelia, some say I'm a ghost. I don't mean to intrude and I don't mean to boast, but I hail from the northeast coast of Great Britain. I've come to Nashville to write the greatest song ever written." Then she gazed in my eyes, looked me up and down as the bartender splashed out a weak seven-hand crown. "So what about you?" she smiled while inquiring. I said, "I'm here to drink the greatest whiskey you're buying. If I gotta listen to all your lofty ambitions, I'd prefer to be drunk. Or did I fail to mention, I've got no desire to become rich or famous. I'm just here to compose a song to my changes." Well, she tossed back her hair like the diva she was, smiled one more time like a ghost always does, threw up her hands and said, "That's not enough. Our hearts will need more as the going gets rough. A song that will heal us, keep us inspired, make us sing when we're weary, make us dance when we're tired." Well, I looked back at her with a skeptical eye, said, "I'll think about it, but in the meantime, knock yourself out on this coast of Great Britain. You go ahead and write the greatest song ever written." A year or two passed, then another year flew. The first thing I knew, it'd been a decade or two. I'd see her around town, tease her like a friend. "You got that song finished? You got it in the can?" And she'd laugh at the memory, then shoot me a stare and say, "No, not quite yet, but I know it's out there." And her songs were beautiful. She wrote like a fiend. She was a writer's writer and a publisher's dream. Tune after tune, hit after hit, she got rich over time, if I'm forced to admit. Then one day, she quietly cashed out, left Nashville behind in a cloud of self-doubt. Thank you. So one sunny afternoon in the middle of March, I stringing my guitar out on my front porch. As her words like a message automatically fed, I could hear her sweet voice ringing in my head. And it was then I realized, without ever quitting, just how I could write the greatest song ever written. So I took out my pen, be damned or be wrong, and wrote down the words to this very song. Then sure as I'm standing, or sure as I'm sitting, I titled it The Greatest Song Ever Written. Now some say I cheated, devised my own scheme, but I say I gave life to someone else's dream. And if a song gets recorded, by luck or by guts, she'll get the credit, but I'll get the bucks. And forever I'll be known, till the day that I'm gone, as the man who wrote the world's greatest song. So write it I did, and even though I didn't, still I managed to pen the greatest song ever written. Check the Library of Congress, and go look it up. Read it and weep while I'm passing the cup. But to tell you the truth, with a wink and a smile, it's just a matter of time, it's just a matter of style.
It was a one night stand with a rock and roll band in a big old room with a sonic boom. There were 1,000 chairs, there were 25 there, and the band felt blue. I guess I did too. But we played and played, and when we walked off the stage, I swore I'd just jammed with God. It was the greatest night of a young boy's life, but the band just thought I was odd. You never know who might be watching you on the greatest night of your life. There was a little old town I left and I loved. It was 1 mile square, mighty quiet there.
Time on the greatest night of your life. relaxing day I had today. All afternoon, I'm just lying in bed, listening to some cassettes. Because I'll be darned if I take the manufacturer's word that they're blank.
If I can't be your hot dog, let me be your little wiener. If I can't be your regular man, let me be your in-betweener. And if I can't be your human torch, let me be your submarine. Hey, baby, don't leave me this way. Let me be something. If I can't be your supermarket, let me be your five and tenner. If I can't be your all the time, let me be your now and thenner. And if I can't be your now and thenner, let me be you tell me winner. Hey, baby, don't leave me this way. Let me be something. If I can't be your date nut bread, let me be your soda cracker. If I can't be your boomity boom, let me be your clickety clacker. And if I can't be your seven course meal, let me be your midnight snacker. Hey, baby, don't leave me this way. Let me be something. If I can't be your lovey-dovey, let me be your flirty-flirty. If I can't be your orchestra, let me be your hurdy-gurdy. And if I can't be your Mr. Clean, let me be your Mr. Dirty. Hey, baby, don't leave me this way. Let me be something. If I can't be your Sunday man, let me be your Monday action. If I can't be your big, big show, let me be your coming attraction. And if I can't be your coming attraction, let me be your momentary satisfaction. Hey, baby, don't leave me this way. Let me be something. If I can't be your bombardier, let me be your tail gunner. If I can't be your serious love, let me be your just for funner. And if I can't be your big collision, let me be your hit and runner. Hey, baby, don't leave me this way. Let me be something. Let me be your dog walker. Maybe I could carry in your groceries and wash your socks. I'll even shine your boyfriend's shoes. How about let me kiss you on the ear one time? Yeah, right here. I'll even clip your toenails.
Well, my name is Roger Miller, probably one of the greatest songwriters that ever lived. And I just want to... Let me humble up here for a second. Sam already kill me for that. I have written a few songs, probably 800 or 900 in my professional career, and I would like to do about 700 or 750 here tonight. Whatever we have time for.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Wanna hide a hidey ho? Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Grape wine in a mason jar. Homemade in broad school by a friend of mine after class. Me and him and this other fool decide that we'll drink up what's left. Chug-a-lug, so we helped ourselves. First time for everything. Woo!
my ears still ring. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you want to holler, holler, ho. Burn your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. 4-H and an FFA. On a field trip to the farm, me and a friend sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered up, covered up, moonshine still. And we thought we drank or fill. I swallowed it with a smile. She run 10 miles. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you want to holler, holler, ho. Burn your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Jukebox and a sawdust floor. Something like I ain't never seen. Hey, I'm just going on 15. But with the help of my finagling uncle, I get stuck in. For my first taste of sin, oh, did a big old sip. I done a double backflip. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make the water hide, hide, ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug.
Lucky for my neighbor, boy, I phoned him the other afternoon. I said, hi, it's Emo. I'm in bed trying to take a nap. I know it's an imposition. Would you mind turning down the stereo? You'll find my front door unlocked. Blah, blah, blah.
Cyberpunk, 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 cyberpunk. Baby, will you eat that there snack cracker in your special outfit for me, please?
One big drink and he's a 7-day swinger, uh-huh. Oh
Omar.
I don't advocate WMUC FM in College Park. I just prescribe.
Good evening. Roy Rogers in the background on Dave's record collection with What the Funk. Pleasure and Pain was the name of that 1998 release. WMUC FM College Park, this is Dave's record collection, 6 to 10 every Saturday evening. What better way to spend my Saturday evening, I think, than playing you some music. Jack Blanchard and Misty Morgan, once again, with Humphrey the Camel from Life and Death. And almost everything else, a nice collection of their material released a few years back. Southern Culture on the Skids with Camel Walk from Dirt Track Date going back to 1995. Biscuits from 2016 featuring Will Kimbrough and Tommy Womack. Two others there. The only album they did it on John Prine's Oh Boy label, and we heard Cyber Bob from Biscuits, or as they pronounce it, Biscuits, but it's like, anyway, Biscuits, great band either way. Asleep at the Wheel, along with Huey Lewis, Chug-a-Lug from King of the Road, a tribute to Roger Miller, and that was released in 2018. Roger Miller did a little bit from that collection called Greatest Songwriter, a little drop in there. Before that, Bobby Bear doing Shel Silverstein from a wonderful collection. Bobby Bear sings Shel Silverstein, really detailed. I believe that was from the Bear Family Records. Let Me Be Something from Bobby Bear. And The Rainmakers, The Greatest Night of My Life from Flirting with the Universe, released in 1994. And we opened with Mark Germino, The Greatest Song Ever Written from Midnight Carnival. 2021 that came out, and that's what we've been listening to. Got a couple more sets for you, so stay tuned. Actually, one set and maybe some overtime. So appreciate you hanging out with me this evening. Stay tuned. WMUC FM College Park.
thought the map had changed. Now nothing looks the same. People I once knew I don't recognize. I see a stranger in my neighbor's eyes. I don't know who we are. A nation torn apart. Can't fix what I can't find. Can't even read the signs. So take my hand. Won't you take my hand and lead me from this broken land? 'Cause I don't understand. I don't understand how we heal this broken land. Standing on the corner here, preaching through his bullhorn, the end is near. Shouting out in Spanish that we all must be redeemed. Well, I don't speak the language, but I know just what he means. Traffic flies on by, storms are brewing in the sky. Their fortunes being made, and no one's being saved. So take my hand, won't you take my hand and lead me from this broken land? 'Cause I don't understand. I don't understand how we heal this broken land. Time I ever see this place. Tears and ashes fall, something broken in us all. The only hope I see is in your face. So take my hand, please take my hand. I still need this broken land. So help me understand, 'cause I don't understand how we heal this broken land. I'll take my hand, won't you take my hand? I can't leave this broken land. So help me understand.
Stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues today. Looking outside through a prism, wondering how I got in here. We go again. Here we go again. If the road signs read more clearly, I could map a safe return. If the landscape weren't so blurry, if the clouds had not obscured the sun. I know which way to run.
sweet Lucinda, look out your window. The LA freeway, just like the man said, people honking their horns and pointing guns at your head. Sweet Lucinda, in the land of cotton, you're not forgotten. Mississippi River just rolls on through, and everybody's wondering what happened to you. In the land of cotton, down on the Delta, remember your soul. We're waiting just to welcome you back to the fold. Tomorrow comes early, you better get humming. The whole downtown is gonna know that you're coming. Bring it on home to Memphis. 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 Bring it on home and give us a thrill. Bring it on home, honey, send me the bill. Bring it on home to Memphis. Beale Street was jumping the day you were born, and W.C. Handy was blowing his horn. And all over Memphis the music grew quiet. Mystery Train put a hush on the night. Lightning bugs dance in a hot summer breeze, and the wind was a whisper through the tops of the trees. Rain started falling, the river grew lazy. Bring it on home, you're making me crazy. Biscuits and dewberry pie, and a white flour gravy and an endless supply. A cucumber salad right out of the ground, and cold soda water just to wash it all down. Down on the Delta where cotton is king, we only want to treat you like a homecoming queen. Tomorrow comes early, it's never too late. The whole downtown is gonna open the gate. Bring it on home to Memphis. 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 Bring it on home, and that'll be cool. Bring it on home, honey, I'll be your fool. Bring it on home to Memphis. Bring it on home to Memphis. Bring it on home to Memphis. Bring it on home to Memphis.
Girl underneath the pork pie. Let's get off of that beat, little girl. Maybe we can find a groove. At least we can get ourselves a decent meal down at the rendezvous. Cause one more heartfelt steel guitar chord, girl, it's gonna do me in. I need to hear some trumpet and saxophone, you know, sound as sweet as sin. And after we get good and greasy, baby, we can come on home. Put the cow horns back on the Cadillac and change the message on the quarter pound. Let's go to Memphis in the meantime, baby.
Thank you. magnolia roll on. How the memory lingers, it slips through my fingers and into this river of tears. If you could see Memphis the way that I do, she would look different to you. Clean up the delta, tip your tiara. The bell of the blues.
Ties in my black suit, shaving kit and shiny shoes, dusted off an old suitcase, tucked in my Bible and a bottle of booze. $50 in my pocket, try to get me a cheap room for 3 days and it's over. It's just something I've got to do. I'm ready for Memphis. Gonna be a big meeting there. A whole lot could happen. There's just something in the sweet magnolia. Greyhound, old ladies in stale air, hopeless men riding shotgun. I just look out my window and stare. Pick away at my sack lunch. My wife packed it before work. She thinks I'm crazy. She's afraid that I'll get hurt. But I'm ready for Memphis. It's gonna be a big meeting there. A whole lot could happen. There's just something in the sweet magnolia. Memphis streets are deserted, I guess because it's so early. Garbage pile on the corners, I pick up an old paper and read. Feels like a storm coming. The air is hot and sticky. I better find my motel room so I can wash up